Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
Step 51. Remember, according to the law of polarity, one end of the pole is full and the other empty. If I choose to stand at the empty end, all I see or experience has to be meaningless. If there is no inherent meaning, it follows that in order for there to be a perception of meaning, I have to supply it. And since I'm making it up, and it's not what God created, it has to be an illusion. And without any semblance of reality, it cannot be understood. And any thoughts coming from there can't mean anything. Positioned in the emptiness, I think what I'm seeing is the cause of my upset. But it can't be, because what I'm seeing that upsets me is not even real. Step 52. The great God chose to extend him, herself, into form, and that is indeed what happened. In order for humanity to learn its part in the grand plan, which is to reveal God's face and to extend God's love in the earth plane, a lot of unpleasantness has to be sorted through, and a lot of lessons have to be learned. Although God declared and established the all good of creation, for a long time we determine things to be bad or good based on how we feel rather than on what is true or what could be learned. We don't appreciate the lessons and are thus upset because turned towards Set, the ego, which is not interested in learning God's will. We see problems rather than learning opportunities. We make a mental list of what was disturbing in the past and do all we can to come up with ways to hinder its recurrence. Someone can, in this moment, be offering me a gift, but I will refuse it because it reminds me of something I am trying to avoid. God says that it's all good, but identifying with the ego, I think it's not. It is time for me to accept that unless I am properly identified as the image and likeness of God, my thoughts don't mean anything. Step 53. Universal law will not be mocked. If I'm not standing with God in the everything or on the end of the pole that is rich with meaning, I'm aligned with my ego on the empty end with nothing but meaninglessness to show for it. Where I stand determines what I see, and what I see is determined by what I think. When standing in the emptiness, life is devoid of meaning, and I am constantly upset and afraid over my inability to manifest sufficiently or to sustain even a modicum of peace and happiness. Step 54. The law of mentalism teaches us that all thoughts manifest, good ones and bad ones, equally powerfully. And whatever we think determines what we see. There is only one mind, and that is God's mind, a mind we all share. We can direct our individuated streams of God's mind, but we cannot change the fact that the thoughts and results will match. Nor can we change the fact that each individuated stream affects the whole. A scientific theory known as the butterfly effect speaks to this connectedness with these words. A butterfly flapping its wings in China leads to unpredictable changes in weather in the United States a few days later. I am committed to being a contribution to the elevation of human consciousness and am therefore determined to be and see with God. Step 55. In Egyptian mysticism, when Horus, symbolizing the human soul, was obsessed with battling the ego for dominion, rather than simply turning away from Set and toward Isis, symbolizing the Holy Spirit, he was knee-deep in thoughts of attack and vengeance and was, as a result, blinded, symbolizing his inability to perceive the truth and move with a will aligned with God's. During the battle, Horus had no understanding of universal law, and until he was taught, he did not know what anything was for. Step 56. According to Egyptian mysticism, everything in creation is held together by love, law, and order. Hathor, Taut, and Maat, respectively. Because I am created in the image and likeness of God, no matter where on the pole of polarity I think I'm standing, it is actually impossible for me to stand separated from God, where I am forever invulnerable. My thinking I'm separate will cause me to have experiences that appear to leave me vulnerable, but all I would have to do is correct my perception and my position to reestablish my invulnerability. When I am aligned with God, which I am determined to being, God is all I see, because God is all there is. Step 57. I am created in the image and likeness of God. Therefore, rather than being a victim, I am creating my world and everything I experience in it. If I am unhappy with what I'm seeing, this is a clear indication that I have turned my head away from all that I am as part of God, and am identifying with my powerless ego. If I am ever going to experience the peace and abundance that is my natural inheritance, I'm going to have to change my mind about who I say I am. I'm going to have to be lawful and take responsibility for thinking up my circumstances and get busy changing my thoughts to align with God's. Step 58. In Egyptian mysticism, we are shown how the one great God downloaded him herself into all of creation. Since there is truly nothing but God extended into manifestation, it follows that I and everything and everyone I see is a child of God. My willingness to see all of creation as whole, perfect, and complete is my salvation, as it blesses me and everything else, leaving nothing outside of that wholeness to suffer in the emptiness. Step 59. Everything in creation lives and moves as God. There is no life separate from God, as God animates and motivates everything. Our knowing or not knowing this does not change its veracity one jot nor tittle. However, when I am willing to accept it and am thinking with the mind of God, I am strong, clear, and able. And when I'm not willing to accept it and am acting with a separated egoic mind, I experience nothing but powerlessness as I wander aimlessly in a self-imposed world of darkness. Step 60. Egyptian mysticism and A Course in Miracles teach that we are here to forgive ourselves or give forth all actions or behaviors of lovelessness and return our minds to their original love-filled godly states of consciousness. Accepting ourselves as the image and likeness of God automatically turns our focus to the left end of the pole, where all remains as God established it. In that position, I, Horus, am wrapped in the embrace of Isis, the Holy Spirit, and I am thus, with every step I take, guided perfectly and confidently straight to the throne of self-realization.